Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
If you're surprised at how expensive things cost these days, it's the perfect time to contact OUTsurance for a car insurance quote. You can simply SMS OUT to 34470, and who knows, they may just surprise you with a monthly saving. If they can't save you money, you can ask them for 500 Rand or 1,500 Rand if you've been claim-free and with the same insurer for 3 years. You can SMS OUT to 34474. OUTsurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. T's and C's apply. Again, SMS OUT to 34474. All right, since the survey, give me some guesses here. Sherlyn, how many questions will I ask this morning?
11 questions.
11. And Sibs?
8 questions.
8. Producer Brad?
Maybe I'll go for Everton's spot on the league. 17 or 16 questions.
Ooh, not sure where it is right
that's
now.
Jog.
I just missed you mentioning that when you were going into the Ronaldo,
Shoo-wee.
You jog.
Shoo-wee.
What is it, 17 questions? Or was it 16 questions?
16, 17. They move between the two, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't care anyways.
You divested a long time ago, Darren.
Yes, I actually want Everton to get relegated. I do, because then I can at least watch them maybe win a league next year in the second tier. I'm quite happy with that. Ramiz,
12 questions.
I thought you were going to go for
no.
2 questions, which is where Lewis Hamilton is on the grid.
Sure. Wow.
No. 7 questions. That's how many championships.
The boys are fighting.
And by the way, 7.
Sure, the boys are getting personal now.
Okay.
First F1 race coming up this weekend, by the way.
Is that right? Where is it?
Bahrain. Here we go.
Okay.
Testing was good.
Okay, Ramiz, it's fine. It's okay.
The man is triggered.
He's going to get into the whole spiel now.
Don't get me started, please.
All right. No more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. Here is this morning's census survey where I phone up a random person asking the most ridiculous questions, all in aid of the country, South Africa. These questions need answering. Here it is.
No, not Fred speaking. Good morning, how can I help you?
Good morning, sir. I'm agent 3196528. I'm calling you from the Senseless Bureau. I need to ask you a couple of questions for your country. It'll only take about 30 seconds.
No problem.
Sir, have you ever noticed that people honor their pinky promises way more than their marriage vows?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Of course. It's the truth, yeah. I noticed that.
So, do you wish that you could take your wife to work with you just so that when you get home, she can see why you always act like a biatch?
Yeah. So that she can understand the environment, the pressure.
Okay. Would you rather use paper plates to save water or ceramic plates to save trees?
Paper plates to save water. Water is more, you know, more important than... I know, okay, the trees give us, you know, oxygen. Oh, it's a difficult one. But water, save water.
Okay, so do you know that the average father has his nuts smashed 200 times by his children in his lifetime?
Yeah.
Instead of calling them swear words, would you like to call them sentence enhancers?
Sentence enhancers.
Isn't adulthood mostly about being tired and wishing you hadn't made plans?
It's a difficult one, this one. Let me pass this one.
Have you heard of the new diet where you just don't tilt your head back and empty the remaining crumbs from the bag of chips into your gaping mouth?
I haven't heard of that.
Don't you think there should be a size category called Marge? That's for those people who don't fit into a medium or a large.
Yeah, I think so.
If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, then are your pants tucked into your shirt?
No, my shirt is not tucked into my pants.
If we are speaking literally, doesn't a sausage party actually sound amazing?
Yeah, it does. It does. Like the Germans do.
Oh, okay. Not weird at all. No.
Literally, I will go to a sausage party right now.
With Wiener schnitzels and bratwurst, bockwurst. Russians, it sounds amazing. It really does. Do you know, just on a side note there, do you know when you see in all these kung fu videos, and you always see the guys having their nuts kicked? Have you seen this?
Oh! Ah!
And there's a guy, he's just kicking this other guy's nuts. Do you know why they do that?
There's a
Is it strength training?
It's not a fetish or something. It's because in kung fu, they believe that that is the weakest part of your body. So if you can take a kick there, you sort it.
And then how would that work for people without nuts? Where would they hit? Like, go for the nipples.
Yes, just tweak them. A little triple nipple, a little, yeah.
What a twist.
Look, I think I have seen that on a website before, but it had nothing to do with kung fu.
And that was a fetish.
Yes, exactly. And that I had to pay $6.95 a month for. But next question. Mm-hmm.